from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I don't have the answers. I just have kind of maybe reasons why I don't think they're doing as well as they should be or doing better than they are. So I am not sitting. If you want to fire Farhan Zaidi, I totally get it. What's this? His eighth year or seventh? He's made one postseason appearance. Mm. So if you want to fire Farhan Zaidi, maybe they will. And maybe the front office that he's put together just ain't it. But I think there are problems that are more embedded right now with this organization. Doesn't mean it's going to last forever, but right now, I think they've got a lot of things working against them. That's all. And I don't know what the answer is, but I do think that go under the broadest of umbrellas,
okay,
to me is you don't have a history of signing free agents here. You don't. And there's got to be some reason for that, but whatever it is, that hasn't been the strategy that this team has used, at least when they won their three World Series.
And I appreciate that.
So then you've got to do something else.
Let's focus on the farm.
Okay.
And the way that Luciano, he just comes to mind because he was just shipped down, the way that all three of these guys have been used, how you needed Ramos by necessity is the only reason he cracked the lineup and he took advantage of that. But you just kept jerking their chains for so long. And under Farhan, Stani, I do believe the farm system is no better off than when he came here, and that was what he hung his hat on. He walked around here with his chest out. I'm the smartest guy in the room. I'm going to do this or that. And it's been diddly squat. And the 10 games over, real quick here, the 10 games over, that's not what I'm holding the Giants to. I was holding the Giants to what I've been saying and having fun with Dibs. Happy birthday to Dibs, too. Is the math is still there. That's what I was. And for them to have Atlanta come in with everything right in front of them and not just lose the tough games, because you say, goo, they battled, but not being fundamentally sound, going against everything that you haven't done all year with sacrifice bunts, bunting. Let me know, Melvin's throwing everything at the wall, hoping something sticks. But for Farhan, for him to say, we're going to pull the plug, even though we're in it for the third wild card, buck the system about a month ago, talking about it's on the players, and then trade Soler, who you brought over, and he said yes to you. And then when you traded Soler, you got up there and you said, you know what? We're going to get Luciano more at bats. And for him to get basically, and I'm throwing a number out here, it's not even 7 at bats since then. I'm done, because now I feel like they don't even know what they're doing. And that, to me, is what you could sell me on. It's time to start over. And sometimes, Steiny, you start over just to start for the sake of doing it, to get the stench out of trying to just hit your head up against a wall expecting a different result.
To me, one of the reasons, if you're saying, you know, these young guys, they're jerking them around. Okay, why are they jerking them around?
See, that's I don't know.
I think I know one of the reasons. And one of the reasons they jerk young guys around, if that's the term you want to use, is because they haven't and they can't, for whatever reason, commit to playing young players because they're afraid that the Giants fan base won't show up. And that is something that drives their organizational philosophy.
You really believe that?
Brian Sabian, the previous general manager, came on with us and I asked him specifically about this fan base and how important it is. And he acknowledged that they absolutely consider the fan base when they're making moves. And maybe it's this. The people atop this organization, maybe they know the fans can't stomach 270 win seasons in a row just because the players are young. I think that's part of their philosophy.
Okay, but why go up to a microphone as the president of baseball ops and say, hey, Steiny's good. You're going to get a look at Steiny. That's a commitment there. And then if that's why Steiny, I'm not saying you're making excuses, but miss me with that.
With what?
With they don't want to commit to the young. But when you tell the world that Evan's about to get some at-bats because we traded Soler and he only gets 3 at-bats, that's like what happened in 3 at-bats. You're telling the world you're committed to him, and then you just, like, nothing's making sense.
Luciano, to me, makes total sense. He really does. He's not Farhan's guy. Farhan didn't draft him.
Well, who's this guy, then, if we want to go down that road?
I don't know. I don't know. But, like, this is one of those things. I allow for possibilities. Like, for example, I allowed for the possibility that James Wiseman couldn't play.
Right.
And he couldn't. And he still can't. And even though people clamored for him for 2 years, the fact is he couldn't play.
Right.
But I didn't see enough of him. But Steve Kerr and Bob Myers and Dunleavy did, because they see him every single day. And I can only assume that Farhan Zaidi looks at Luciano and says, he ain't it. He ain't it.
But what about and I'll get off of Luciano.
I don't need to see him.
What about the position failure that we all got to see exhibited on the major league level?
Fair.
How could your scouts that work underneath you, Farhan, not know this dude was not an infielder if that's what they deem him not to be? Like, that's negligence in itself. And okay, I really do believe you're selling, because we get some fans, Bay Area baseball fans or Giant fans, short when, you know what, we're going with the young guys. It's going to be some turbulence. But give me that message, and you're still getting the same results, Steiny, of no playoff, but you have hope, and you get to see Steiny grow.
You had hope on Monday. You had hope on Monday. And there's this team's 500.
And they're still, they're not the White Sox. Steiny, there's still hope if you're into looking at the standings.
And there is a difference between 61 and 62 and 45 and 75.
Right.
Marvin in Livermore says I'm wrong.
Get him, Marvin.
What's up, Marvin?
Hey, guys. Steiny, usually I agree with you, but you throwing stuff against the wall saying it's the stadium, it's the taxes. All you got to do is compare. Cleveland gets people. Detroit gets people. Yankees and Mets get people. Dodgers and San Diego, all of them with crime and high taxes. I think the issue is Farhan, because he signed guys to 2-year contracts with a player option. Mm. And so if they do great, they leave. If they don't, they stay, and you're stuck like that. That makes zero sense to me, to sign a guy two-year, give an option out. It should be a 3-year with an option after the second. So if he does great, you got him controlled for the second season. I don't see any other team giving 2-year deals with player option for the second year, again, you lose all the leverage. If the guy does bad, I'm opting in. If I do great, see ya. Like, how does that make sense?
Yeah, good point. But, Stoney, I'll bet you don't need me to back you up. But when you're desperate, you're desperate. That's why these guys got all the power. That's why they got the options. But, yes, Donnie, I'm not saying when you talk about taxes and the ballpark.
I just give
me somebody that's going to embrace it and take it as a challenge and try.
I just don't, like, I'm not saying they can't get a free agent because of the city. I believe there are myriad reasons why they have been unable to land a big hitter in the free agent market. I think the park could be one of the several reasons. I think the city could be one of several reasons. I think the taxes could be one of several reasons. I think the fact, and this might be more important than all the others, and I believe it is, the fact that they are a losing organization is why.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.